This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Saturday evening, August the 30th, 1986. Service being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting. Steve Bell is the speaker of the evening.
We have so grieved for families because the husband won't stand up as head in the home. And the demons are wreaking havoc with the children, and the mother's crying out to God, and we can't get the husband to stand up and do what he's supposed to do. And because there's disorder in the home, the enemy comes. Now, where is that in the scriptures? It's in Malachi. It's the last verse in Malachi. I'm going to send you the spirit of Elijah. And what's he going to do? Turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest what? I come and smite the earth with a curse. Disorder brings the curse. Hallelujah. But we know that, know what to do about it. Now, discerning and coming out of witchcraft. Okay, Malachi 2, 1 and 2. It was read today, but let's look at it again. I think Brother Glenn read it. Last book in the Old Testament. Malachi 2, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. And now, O priest, this commandment is for you, and if you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I'll send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. Yes, I've cursed them already because you do not take it to heart. Now, what were they doing? Back in verse 7 and 8, they were bringing defiled food to his altar. They were bringing offerings that were blind. They were bringing offerings that were lame and sick and offering it to the Lord. But primarily, God says, because you will not hear, you won't listen to me, you won't get before me and really listen to me, and you won't take it to heart to give the glory to my name, I'm going to curse your blessings. I'm going to curse your blessings. So anytime you get involved with rebellious ministry, which is witchcraft, and ministry that's got pride, God says he curses their blessings, which simply means that when they lay hands on you or prophesy to you or give you a word of knowledge, it's a curse instead of a blessing. What it says. He says, I will curse their blessings. Now listen, brother. That's why we've got to have the true shepherds. That's why we've got to get in the Word and get the truth and get in the prayer closet and fellowship and know the voice of the shepherd. Because I know there's probably not a one in this room that hasn't been duped. And when I got duped a few times, I've been duped. I let them right in my church. Gave them a place. Let them prophesy. Let them preach. And see, I learned something. I learned, first of all, that discernment is not always instantaneous. Sometimes it takes you a month or two to discern something. Amen? Okay, read Hebrews, the 5th chapter. You have to learn that. Not right now. But our faculties are trained, so to speak, to discern. As well as the Holy Spirit can say, zoom, that's it. You say, yeah, I got it. All right? So, you get duped, see? You get deceived. And you wake up and realize, you know, that you've let a spirit in. And then what do? Hallelujah. Well, not only have you got to deal with the problem that's in your midst and get it out, then you got to minister to all your people who receive the spirits that have transferred to your people. You got to eat crow. That's what you got to do. And not many of us really want to do that. See, admit we're wrong, admit we've been duped, and so forth. It's easier just to go along and not admit that we've been deceived. Hallelujah. But it's the truth that'll set us free. Now, you can't discern by appearance, only by fruit. Hallelujah. And if you've been under this kind of ministry or been in it, you must get ministry. You must get ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, how do you know if you've had some bad ministry? Well, the fruit of it. Fruit of it. I mean, if your life is still in shambles, I've known people that have gone to ministries in the Dallas area week after week after week, and their life is just in shambles, 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 shambles. They come to me and say, Brother Bell, what's wrong? And I'd find out, and I'd say, well, praise God, bless the Lord, you're going to a rebellious ministry here. It's not in order. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Oh, no. No, no, no. They're so sweet and wonderful, and they just pray for us and lay hands on us, and they just love us, and they give us such good words. But their life is in shambles. The true word of God is going to bring the blessing of God. It's going to bring you into order. It's going to bring you into prosperity. It's going to bring you into health. See, I tell people on Friday nights, so many times they, well, can I come out on Friday night and get free, Brother Bell? Well, you can get a measure of it. But keep coming. Keep coming. Get in the flow of this thing and let it wash you. And then over the weeks, we see people begin to break out and get loose and begin to, week by week, we see it happen, see. It's not done in a day. Like Brother Glenn said, you didn't get this way in a day. You're not going to get out of it in a day. We take the land little by little. Just like they did. But we can't hold that much at a time. All right. So, brethren, one of the bottom lines for deliverance is honesty. You've got to get honest. You've got to open yourself up and say, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going to let it out. I mean, you're going to have, if you've been in incest, you're going to have to confess it. Say, hey, that's been there. If you've been in adultery, you might as well confess it. If you don't, the Holy Spirit's going to get you. All right, if he doesn't, the devil will. Eventually, the devil will. You know, whatever's there, it's the truth that's going to make you free, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to get gut level honest with each other, get transparent, and expose the works of darkness in our own lives, and then we'll get deliverance. But if you're going to sit and hold back and hide, you will not get free. And so if you've been duped, if you've been deceived, if you've been in some bad ministry, get honest with God, get honest with yourself, get honest with the ministry, and get free. Amen? Amen. The truth, see. We got to humble ourselves and deal with our pride. See. Cover nothing. Level with God. Confess our sins. You can't, you know, you just can't slack God. He won't turn you away. He won't hold it against you. He'll forgive us. And repent. And say, devil, you've had enough of my life. You've had enough of it. And turn to God. And he'll set us free. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Brokenness and all these things that prepare us for deliverance. Praise the Lord. I feel like there's something else that I just need to share. I've just tried to hit the basics because of the lateness of the hour of the witchcraft in the church. We could go into it more deeply of the things that allow it and so forth. But I just know that many of us have received false words. See, how do you get these spirits? Through the laying on of hands. You transfer spirits. Boy, don't let just anybody lay hands on you. Number two, through a word. A spirit can be transferred, a prophetic word. Yea, my child, I say unto you. Through a word of knowledge. Through a word of wisdom. You can receive unclean spirits. Now, that doesn't mean we go around in fear, but we're going to have to learn to discern a word. I was in a meeting one night with 15,000 charismatics, 15,000 of them. And they decided that they weren't going to let it get out of hand, so they decided that some of the churches that were involved in this meeting, that the pastors would appoint the people that were prophets, and that they would fast and pray all week. And whoever got a word would bring it, and at a certain time, all the prophets would be given opportunity to give their word. They weren't going to let it loose, see. And So it came time for the prophets to prophesy. And so somebody got the microphone with their page and says, "My little children, I say unto thee," and they started reading their prophecy. And it was just flattering, you know. Everything's going to be wonderful, sweet and good. And there is encouragement in the Lord. There's comfort in prophecy, you know. But there was about three prophecies like that, and every one of them was false. Every one of them was false. And I'm telling you, at the end of that, 15,000 charismatics got up and screamed and hollered and clapped, "Praise the Lord." And I said, "God, well, I know what I was going to tell you. I was telling you about getting deceived." And I went to God and I said, "Lord, why did I get deceived?" And you know what his answer was? "Son, you're carnal. You're carnal." That's the danger of carnality, is deception. If you're going to walk in the carnality in that realm, you will be deceived. Praise God. Lord, what am I going to do now? Hallelujah. Well, put your Bibles down. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many is ready for some ministry? How many want some ministry? Stand up if you do. All you that want ministry, stand up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell the Lord what you want. Tell the Lord what you want. He's the deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now be seated. There's one other thing the Lord told me to share tonight before we get into ministry, and I want to right now. Finding people that are receiving another Jesus. They're not saved. You can go into a thing, and you can have a steeple and have a pulpit, have a choir, have an orchestra, take up an offering, have a sermon, talk about Jesus. Only it's not the Jesus. It's another Jesus. Paul warns about that. 2 Corinthians. "I fear that you received another spirit, another Jesus, another gospel." And listen tonight. Listen to me. I want to be sure that you're really born again. You're really birthed in God. I've seen people come and get deliverance and not birthed in God. Couldn't figure out why they couldn't hold it. And they'd never repented. They just never realized that sin is sin and it's abomination to God. It's filthy. It's a stench. And they've never just seen that and says, "Oh God, oh Jesus, forgive me. Save me." Hallelujah. That's the first step. Is there anybody here tonight? Pray now, brethren, just for a minute. Close your eyes a minute. Just pray. Get the Spirit. Sometimes it's easier for you to close your eyes. I feel there might be one or two here tonight that are not truly born again. But you've got another Jesus and not the Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're here tonight, get up out of your seat and come and meet the Master. Anybody here tonight that doesn't know Jesus, you're not really sure maybe, let's get it settled. Let's get it settled here tonight. Do you know Him? Do you really have Him? Has He really come into your life and changed you? Is there something in your heart that rings in peace right now? Or are you troubled? Come on. Come on and receive Him. Now's the time. Today is the day of salvation. Today's the day. Hallelujah. I want to leave that invitation open. I want to leave it open to anyone here. Be sure you're saved. Be sure you're truly saved and born again. Without question. You'll know it. Hallelujah. Pray this with me. We'll just kind of clean the air. Dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, and conviction of spirit, I make this following confession. I have sinned against you and have disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. And I now repent of these sins and ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. By an act of my will and in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors which I've opened to Satan. And I now ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the following. I renounce the occult. I renounce witchcraft and magic, both black and white. I renounce all seances, clairvoyance, mediums, contact with familiar spirits and UFOs. I renounce Ouija boards and all other occult games. I renounce all fortune telling, palm reading, tea leaf reading, crystal balls, tarot, and other card laying and pendulum. I renounce all astrology and interest in horoscopes and signs of the zodiac. I renounce the heresy of reincarnation and all healing groups involved in metaphysics. I renounce all hypnosis, mind reading, mind control, second sight, ESP, EST, and parapsychology. I renounce water witching or dowsing, levitation, body lifting, table tipping, psychometry, automatic writing and drawing, and composing. I renounce astral projection and other demonic skills. I renounce all literature I've ever read in any of these fields. And vow that I will destroy such books in my own possession. Now let me say a word here. That's important. And there's probably some religious books you need to get rid of. We've gotten some books that have vividly described witchcraft that we had to get rid of. So be sensitive to the Lord. Anything you've got on witchcraft or anything like that, get rid of it. Burn it. Get it out of your house. Hallelujah. Okay. I will also destroy any objects, pictures, signs, statues, jewelry, charts, which are on my person or in my house. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the following. I break all curses, hexes, spells, jinxes, vexes, and charms placed on me from any occult source. I break the curse of illegitimacy 10 generations back off my family line. I break the curse of idolatry off my family line. I renounce any oaths I or my ancestors ever made to any false god, idol, false cult, or false religion. I renounce any initiation rite into any club, brotherhood, lodge, fraternity, sorority, or order, which is of demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic subjection, demonic soul ties, or bondages to my mother, father, grandparents, spouses, ex-spouses, or any other human being, living or dead, who's ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity and any demonic hold on my family line as a result of disobedience of any of my ancestors, spouse, or ex-spouses. I break any curse of physical or mental illness off my family line. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce every cult that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Every philosophy that denies the deity of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now, follow this with me. In the name of Jesus, I renounce all false ministry that's ever been ministered to me. I break the curse of the curse blessing. I renounce false prophecy, false word of knowledge, false word of wisdom, false healing, false tongues, false interpretations, and all other forms of counterfeit. I break all the holes of divination, spells, and control of any person, living or dead, who's ministered to me in the wrong spirit. I break any evil soul ties with any minister who's seeking to control me or manipulate me in any way contrary to the will of God. I renounce everything that's not of the Spirit of God that's come into my life. I close the door to you and command you, leave me now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, I rebuke you. Strong man, I bind you. I bind you again. And I tell you this night that your house is going to be spoiled through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Now give him thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus' name right now. I do bind the strong man right now. Now, you remember, open yourself up. Let yourself, in a sense, go. Try to keep hold of your will so you can cooperate and push these things out. But it's best that you don't pray. It's best just to keep quiet, open yourself up, and let these things go. And sometimes they'll go through other ways than just your mouth. Your feet might tingle. Your toes and fingers might tingle. Various things. You may yawn, whatever. Don't worry about that. Don't worry if you don't do anything. We've had people get deliverance. They didn't manifest a thing. But praise God, the fruit was there. So we're looking for fruit, not for manifestations. But if we get the manifestations, okay. Hallelujah. So lay down your pride, and let's get some more ministry. Let's take another step. Let's peel another layer tonight, okay? In the name of Jesus now, I bind you, and I command you demons now, in Jesus' name, of witchcraft, I command you to begin going out of the people right now. All the spirits of witchcraft, divination, the occult, all the occult spirits, I cast you out. Go, in Jesus' name. Get out, all of the occult spirits, all the spirits of divination, witchcraft, sorcery, go, fortune-telling spirits, Ouija board spirits, seance spirits, all of you spirits, psychic spirits, I cast out the spirits of psychic heredity, I break your hold, you familiar spirits, go, get out, In the name of Jesus, loose and go in Jesus' name. All of you unclean spirits, all of you unclean spirits of witchcraft, go, go in Jesus' name. Right now, I bind you and cast you out. Go. Right now, all the spirits that have transferred in through false ministry, spirits of false prophecy, go. Spirits of false word of knowledge, go. I break your hold on these people's lives. All you spirits that have come to put in bondage, all the spirits through the cursed blessings, out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, get out. All of you spirits right now of false ministry that have transferred in, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, the other Jesus, I cast out the spirit of another Jesus. I cast out the spirit of another gospel. Get out. I cast out you spirits that have come in through the ministry of another Jesus, through the ministry of another gospel. Get out. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name, you spirits of disorder, in Jesus' name, you spirits of disorder in the church, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, spirits of candles, Catholic hymns, saints, in Jesus' name, dedication to saints, confessional, confession, go, go, confirmation spirits, fear of the priest, Holy Eucharist, Lourdes, Fatima, fear of excommunication, incense, Mariolatry, Mass, obedience to the priest. Come out, witchcraft, come out, witchcraft, come on. In the name of Jesus, one holy priesthood, one true church, prayers of saints, Pope, Queen of Heaven, Queen of Peace. I break the power of the Queen of Heaven in the name of Jesus. Come out, witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. All the spirits of witchcraft, get out. In the name of Jesus, get out. Get out, get out. Queen of Righteousness, spirits of Babylon, Antichrist spirits, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the Antichrist spirits, come out. Get out of God's people. Get out of Antichrist, you go. Spirits of Antichrist, get out. Spirits of Antichrist, come out. In the name of Jesus, go. Go, go, go. I break the power of the Queen of Heaven. I break the controls of the Queen of Heaven. I bind you, Queen of Heaven. Right now, I bind you, Jezebel. I break your power and control in the church. Get out. In Jesus' name, all of you spirits of the Nicolaitans, come out. I break the control of the Nicolaitans. In Jesus' name, go. In the name of Jesus, come out. Go, go, go. I break the hold of controls. I break your hold, devil. In the name of Jesus, Satan, I break your controls on these people. I break the controls of the false child and the Queen of Heaven and Antichrist in Jesus' name. Now go, you Nicolaitan controls. I break you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I bind the principalities and powers. You get out of the way. Father, send holy angels and sweep this place, Lord, that deliverance may come to your people. I break the powers of deception. You spirits of deception, go. Deception. Doctrinal deception. You denominational spirits, go. Come on, all the denominational spirits, go. I break your hold and control. Come out, come out, come out. Baptist spirits, Presbyterian spirits, Church of Christ spirits, Catholic spirits, Lutheran spirits, go. Methodist spirits, go, go, go. Jehovah Witness spirits, Mormon spirits, go. Spiritism spirits, go. Come on out. Loose God's people, loose God's people. Holiness spirits, UP spirits, United Pentecostal spirits, go. Come on out. Loose us. Loose us. We belong to the Lord. We're bought with a price. Get out. I break the controls. I break the controls through the power of the blood of Jesus. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus, I break your hold, Satan, over God's people. Now go. Spiritual deafness, spiritual confusion. Babylon, confusion, go. Confusion, go. Babylonian spirits, go. In Jesus' name, spiritual deafness, spiritual blindness, go. Come on out. Out demons, go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, take a deep breath and let it out, brethren. Take a deep breath. Come on, let's get free. Let's get free of these things. All you unclean spirits, named and unnamed, come out of God's people. Come out of God's people right now. You spirits of baptismal regeneration, book reading, cults, bloodline, cult, lies, Herbert Armstrong, clearinghouse, in Jesus' name, consecration, Eastern Star, masonry, error, shrine spirits, deception, Freemasonry, good works, metaphysics, Christian Science, unity, come out, Jesus only spirits, Mary Baker Eddy spirits, Seventh-day Adventism, in Jesus' name, predestination, Holy Ghost fear, jerking spirits, come out, psycho-cybernetics, 666, spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Work religion, good works, unbelief, doubt, another Jesus, false tongues, false baptism, false gifts. Come out. We cast you out in Jesus' name. Out, demons. Out, demons. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Go where Jesus sends you. All of you. All of you. False prophecy. False dreams. False gifts. False divine healing. False prophets. False hope. False joy. False testimony. False vision. Go, go, go. False holiness. Hypocrisy. Go. Holy ground. Go. Holy roller spirits. Go. Passing through the fire. Drinking. Poison drinking. Snake handling. Woman preacher spirits. Go. False purity. Go. False virginity. Go. Snake venom. Shaking. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, demons. Keep going. Keep going. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name. Come on, demons. All you lies, go. All you deceiving spirits. All you false spirits, go. Get out. Loose us. Loose us, deception. Loose these people right now. You spirits of hardness. Hard heart. In Jesus' name. Hard heart. Stony heart. Get out. Get out. Get out. Self-deception. Self-delusion. Self-seduction. Get out. Rebellion. 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 Go. Rebellion and stubbornness. Go. Come out. Rebellion and stubbornness. Get out. I bind you and cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Rebellion and stubbornness. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I come against all these Babylonian spirits in the name of Jesus. Roman Catholicism, idolatry, Catholic baptism, prayer to the saints, dedication to the priesthood, or to be a nun in Jesus' name. One true church, one holy priesthood, Mass, Holy Eucharist, adoration of the host, incense, sorrowful mysteries of the rosary, joyful mysteries of the rosary, glorious mysteries of the rosary. Out, out, all of you demons, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, leave, 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 leave. In Jesus' name, I bind you and cast you out. Go, go demons, you lying spirits, you lying spirits, go. All the witchcraft, I break its power, all the sorcery, every spell, every hex, every vex, I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I break your hold, Satan, on God's people. I break your hold of deception. You've got to go now. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of stupor, right now. I bind you, witchcraft, from putting people in a stupor, in a trance. I break the power of trance. I break the power right now of shutting the hearing off and shutting people down. Trance spirits, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all the spirits of trance, go. Go, get out. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name. Jezebel, I bind your works, go. Witchcraft, I bind your works, go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the powers of the Queen of Heaven, we break tonight through the power of the blood of Jesus. You've got to go. You've got to go. Loose God's people. Loose God's people. All the spirits of bitterness, bitterness, anger, violence, in Jesus' name, strife, slander, gossip, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go. Hypocrisy, go. You spirits of the hypocrite, go. Come on, out, 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 in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Praise you, Jesus, for the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus sets God's people free tonight, in Jesus' name. Come on, demons, go. All you religious spirits, spirits of the Pharisees, go. You Pharisaical spirits. Spirits of the lawyers. The lawyers, debating spirits, arguing spirits, go. Come on, all of you, go. Come on, out, 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 out. All the Pharisaical spirits, lawyer spirits, spirits of the scribes, spirits of the Sadducees, go. In the name of Jesus, and set us free. Get out tonight. Get out tonight. Get out tonight. All you religious spirits, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get out. All you spirits of traditions, traditions, doctrines of men, go, go. All the witchcraft in the church, I break its power tonight. Loose us in the name of Jesus and get out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Send the angels among us, the hosts of heaven, Lord, and bring deliverance to God's people. Drive these things out. I loose the hornets of God. All the hornets, Lord, bring them into the land, Lord. Cleanse the land in the name of Jesus. I bind up running spirits, the spirits of the bastard, illegitimate spirits, in Jesus' name. Go. Get out. Fear, go. Fear of deception. Get out. Fear of deception. Fear that I won't get free. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go. All the fear, go. All the fear, hatred, anger, violence, murder, go. Memory recall, go. I break your hold. Demons, I break your hold. I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, I break your hold tonight, witchcraft. I break your hold. Your hold is broken over God's people tonight. All the spirits of Balaam, in Jesus' name, I break the curses of Balaam and the teachings of Balaam. The way of Cain, I break its power tonight. The way of Korah, all the spirits of Korah, get out. All the spirits of Korah, in Jesus' name, be swallowed up tonight. All you spirits, in Jesus' name, go. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As many as you can, let me have your attention. I know that some of you are sitting there and you're stirred up, but you're not getting deliverance. It's rolling around in there, and you feel like getting up and running. Some of you are hating me. I can see it. Praise God. It's not you. It's what's in you. Praise God. And you're uncomfortable. That's demons. Let's get rid of them. Renounce them. Get rid of them. Come on. Let it go. Come on. In Jesus' name, demons, come on out. Come on out. Not me, Lord. Yes, you. In the name of Jesus, I break the hold. I break the hold right now. The resistance, the stubbornness. I break your hold. You've got to go. You've got to go. We take away your ground now, Satan. Get out. Get out, demons. All the demons right now, go. Named and unnamed. Get out. Get out of us. Get out of God's people. I cast you out. Go where Jesus sends you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn. This thing of witchcraft in the church is bigger than we realize. I mean, you don't know. I see it in the spirit tonight. Many of you getting deliverance, you don't even know you're getting. Things are lifting off of you. Because that thing will sit on you like a veil. And you'll wonder why you can't prophesy. Why you can't move in the things of the Spirit. That's what it's come to do, is to bind us up. Not to set us free, but to put us in bondage. Can you hear that? That's what it is. And God wants us free. And yeah, it's dirty. And yeah, I don't want to admit it. But there it is. And we got to expose these works of darkness. Expose him in our midst. And run him out. And then we can dwell in Zion. There's no devils in Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want free. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's get rid of our pride. We're off here in Arkansas, you know, and nobody knows, you know, except you and me and the Lord. And we can just manifest and get rid of our demons. And I promise I won't tell anybody if you won't tell anybody. All right. Except that's not scriptural. Because Jesus told the demoniac, go and tell. Go and tell. It's not over yet. We got another day or so here. Hallelujah. Faith is rising. Some of you are still, you know, there. But I tell you, you're going to get it. I tell you, you're going to get it. God's going to meet you here. Just like he met this fellow about 8 years ago here. He's going to meet you here in this place. If you've got anybody in your life that's a ministry or a minister that controls you or dominates you, that you think about all the time, and you can't make a decision without wondering what they would think or checking with them, you need deliverance from that person. Is there anybody here tonight that needs deliverance from a personality? Huh? Any personality in ministry, I don't care who it is, that seems to dominate your thinking and that you have to check with, so to speak, or you wonder what they would think or how they teach on that, That's not God. That's not God. Any personality worship. I don't care who it is. The person might be right on, but you've led them too into your life in the wrong way. You need to break free of that. Is anybody experiencing that kind of domination from any ministry tonight? Anybody brave enough to admit it? Praise God. Praise God. Y'all come on up here. We're going to get you free. Hallelujah. Come on. It's people like this that get free. It's folks like this that get free. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Come on, let's get free. Let's be free. Let's be free in Jesus. It can be a person besides a minister. If it's a dominator, anyone that dominates your thinking. They might even be dead. They might even be dead. But you always wonder what they would think. They seem to control your thoughts and so forth. Come on up here. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus wants His people free. They want to control or manipulate. Come on, Brother Tommy. Need some help up here, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Glenn, Brother Bill, come on. Let's get these folks free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to just quietly right now pray. Name that person and say, in the name of Jesus, I break the soul tie with. And just quietly name their name. And I loose myself from all demonic subjection, all demonic bondage, all controls, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are my Lord. And I give you my mind and my thoughts. For you are my Lord. I confess the blood of Jesus flowing over my mind, my will, and my thoughts, cleansing me and setting me free tonight. In Jesus' name. Now, I feel led of the Spirit tonight to do something a little different. I feel like acting out a prophetic thing tonight. I feel like taking up the sword of the Lord in my hand and cutting those tentacles of control off all these people. And then we lay hands. I have you, brethren, lay hands on them. But I just take up the sword of the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. And I come and I cut the control in the name of Jesus. All the tentacles of control. I cut your hold. I cut your hold. I cut your hold. I cut your hold. I cut and sever. I cut and sever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's lay hands on them now. Praise God. Yeah, just anywhere. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We break the hold. I break the hold in Jesus' name right now. Control. Get out. The demons must go in Jesus' name of that person. Go in Jesus' name. Get out. In the name of Jesus, I loose my sister from your hold, Satan, right now, of that personality. That familiar spirit, go. That familiar spirit, go. In Jesus' name, get out. Get out. That's it. Leave. 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 I break your hold. I break the oppression here, Satan. In the name of Jesus, get out of my sister. Get out. I loose her from your hold. I free her from that prison of control. You familiar spirits, go. Go. All the personality spirits, go. In the name of Jesus, and loose her now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing of the memories, the wounds. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Satan, I break your hold now. I break your hold on this child of God now. You go. I break the control. I break the dominion here. In Jesus' name. Now you get out. You get out of her. Come on. Out. Out. All the way out. All the way out. We're tired of your shenanigans. Go. I command that familiar spirit. Go. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Okay. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just stay right here. In the name of Jesus now, you familiar spirits of control and bondage, mind control, I break your hold here now. Go. Go. Go and loose her. Loose her and go. I break that hold now. I break that spell of sorcery and control in the name of Jesus. Now leave. 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 All the personality spirits, leave in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, right now. I speak into this mind in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. All the controls now we break
In Jesus' name, all the familiar spirits and personality spirits, come out. Come out of my brother and go now. Get out. Get out. All the manipulations, all your holds, Satan, get out. You demons that have come to control and manipulate, influence, I break that tonight and command you go. I command this mind saturated with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I set my brother free tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, yes. All the psychic power we break, yes. All of that curse, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, it's broken now. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Come out, demons. Come out, demons. Come out, demons. Come on, you familiar spirits, you personalities. Come on, come on. All the fear, fear, you come out. Fear, fear of letting go. Fear of getting free. Fear, fear. What will I do? What will I do without that? Come on, go, fear. Go, fear. Go, fear. Go, fear. In the name of Jesus, go, fear. Set her free. I set her free. Look, I loose her now from your hold. Fear, fear, and death, 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 and confinement. Go, go, go. Go, come on, agoraphobia, you come out of there too. Come on, come out. Fear, come on, agoraphobia, go. In Jesus' name, loose my sister. That's it, go. Come on, move out, demon. Push it out, sis. Push it out, that's it, let it go. Come on, all the way. I break that tentacle of control. I break that hold. Go, go, that's it. All the way, all the way. Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Come on, push it out, sis. Come on, breathe it out, that's it. Cough it out, that's it. Go, come on, all the way, all the way. All the way. That's it. Go, demons. All those personality spirits. Come on. Out. 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 You've even controlled the way she walks. You control the way she turns her head. Get out. Get out of her muscles. Get out of her bones. Get out of her eyes. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Come on. All you personality spirits. In the name of Jesus. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Leave her. Come on. Come on. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That control is broken. It's broken. It's broken once and for all. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep going. All of you. All of you. Named and unnamed. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. You can't stay. You've got to go. By the power of the blood of Jesus. We free her tonight. We free her tonight. We free her tonight. Lord Jesus, I ask for wisdom to come here. Wisdom, Father, to come. That she'll know how to do, what to do. In Jesus' name. How to make decisions, Lord. How to function. I speak that wisdom to come in and fill this house. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me mention one other thing. We have found out that at the point of death of a loved one, especially a parent, that the demons in that person at the moment of death will seek to leave that person and to go in to one of the children, usually the eldest. We learned this at my wife's mother's bedside. The demons, we went to the funeral and people started coming up to Linda. I was in Guatemala with Norman Parrish when she died, so I wasn't there. And people started saying to Linda, "You look just like your mother. You sound just like your mother." And all at once I said, "Oh my Lord." And I looked at her and I realized that those demons had left her mother's body, went right into her. She was right there. Had led her into the things of the spirit right before she died. And we had to have a deliverance session. And we found this again and again. No, they don't have to be present. No. No, they don't have to be present. But they will seek to go into someone in the family. And usually it's the eldest. And if not the eldest, then the favorite child. See? Praise God, sis. Get free. Get free. The spirit world's real. See, the only thing about the spirit world is it doesn't affect light rays. So you can't see it. It doesn't affect light rays, so you can't see it. But it's more real than what you see.
The eldest son. I'm the eldest son. The eldest son carries the priesthood. But it also can carry the other son.
That's right.
We need to be free.
Or the eldest daughter can carry the witchcraft.
That's right.
Witchcraft passes down usually through the daughters. Sometimes it'll skip one generation. But Mama or Grandma or Aunt Susie will pass it down. See? Yeah, yeah. Just the oldest daughter. Not always, but generally it's the eldest that gets this. Nice inheritance. Hallelujah. But we got a greater inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, brother. Yeah, well, that makes you a good candidate. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want you to just say this. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of His blood, I renounce any and all spirits that have passed to me from any of my ancestors, from the point of death or otherwise. I renounce all familiar spirits, all spirits of infirmity,
all spirits of weakness,
all spirits of psychic ability, in Jesus' name. All spirits of witchcraft, you must go. I break and loose myself by the power of the blood of Jesus and command you to leave me now. You spirits of death and hell, I'll live no longer in your house. You must leave me now. In Jesus' name. All right, now, in Jesus' name, I bind you spirits and cast you out. Come out. All you spirits that have passed down from the family through death or other means, the witchcraft, the psychic abilities, in Jesus' name, the personality traits, the weaknesses, the infirmities, come out. Come out. Infirmities, come out. Cancer, heart attack, weak heart, come out. Come out. Come out. Voice inflections, walks, all of you spirits, familiar spirits, personality spirits, come out. Personality spirits, come out. Come out. Pass down from the parent or from the relative. Come out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out. All of those character traits, go. All of those imprints, we break them tonight. Come out. Come out and go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cast you out. All of you that entered in at the point of death. Come out. Come out. Come out. Or otherwise, come out. Spirits of dad. Spirits of mom. Spirits of daddy. And mommy and grandma and grandpa. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you know that person's name, by word of knowledge, name them and tell them to leave. Tell the spirits of that person's name to leave me. Personality spirits of whoever, name them and tell them to go. Come on. Get out. Get out, loose her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Come on, loose her, demons. Loose her now. All you personality spirits, go. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, demons, leave. Leave all the spirits of mama. All the spirits of dad. Come on, out, 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 out. All of you, all you psychic spirits, all you personality spirits, go, 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 go. All you spirits of death, death, I break your hold. Go, death. Spirits of death, we cast you out. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. I break your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus, all the religious spirits, all the religious spirits, inherited religious spirits, go. Get out, get out, get out. Daddy was a Baptist. Mama was a Presbyterian. I break that hole. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that lineage. I break that lineage. That religious lineage that's not of God. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Come on. All the way. All the way out, demons. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I smell victory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory. Saturday night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is what I was born for, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm called into deliverance. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For it's the power of God unto salvation. And deliverance is salvation.
Thank you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.